Welcome to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. And I got a special guest with me today. Her name is Blue Wine. No. So this is a blue wine and I had this for over a year. I just really didn't get around to kind of tasting it and getting into it. But this was something that was released around 2017. It's an import and it's called Gick Live. Gick Live. So really interesting to me because we were looking at it and saying, hey, these different color wines, you got yellow, you got this one that's even really like a dark orange color that I've been trying to get. And it's the pigmentation from the grapes and all. But this one is technically turned blue. So I'm going to get real technical with you right here. What makes it blue is the anthocyanin that's inside the grapes that will cause it to go from red to blue. This is a company that actually technologically changed the color blue. And in Europe, the EU, they cannot call it wine. It's not considered wine because it's blue. And since it's blue, you can't call it a wine. So it's an alcoholic beverage, yah, 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 99% wine, 1% EU regulations. So interesting. So I got this as being interesting. So I wanted to get around. It's late April. And it was a really nice day to be outside. And I wanted to actually get a taste of it and go from that. So a lot of things everyone been saying who had it before. They said, oh, it's a very sweet wine. And oh, it's a little different. It's just a little too sweet for my palate. Well, we're going to get in and we're going to taste it. But again, this is Gick Live. You see that? Gick Live. Pretty blue color. Really nice. You see it? So it's all blue, technologically blue. So one of the questions I always ask is, what grape is this coming from? Because if I'm getting these flavors, I can kind of determine what grape is it coming from, possibly what region, and so on and so forth. So what they did, what Gick Live has done, they coordinated from, I think this is the Bosque Institute. And they took grapes from Spain as well as France, got it mixed, and technologically made it into a blue wine. So there's an unknown grapes that's inside of here. So it's really, really kind of different to say what does it taste like or what should it taste like because of the grapes that's in here. So the one thing they wanted to do, and if you go to their website, Gick Live, I think, EU or GickLive.com. I should have it right here. GickLive.com. To be exact, GickLive.com, you can see it. It's showing as like 37 EU per bottle, but they only want you to buy three bottles at a time to get it actually imported or exported out. So and going from that. So let's get into this. First time I'd open it up. So I have no you know what, let me tell you what it tastes like before this. I don't even have that. And big up to a couple of people I wanted to make sure I made this for too. Chrissy, my Instagram friend, wine, I told her I was going to do a blue wine. Got you covered from that. Erica from Facebook. Erica, I finally popped it open. Let me give you a taste on that. And Marsha, my little daughter from that. Blue wine, I still got it. And here we go. So let's get a whiff of this. So, got a candy smell. Kind of candy smell. More so like grape candy. Almost chewing gum. Yeah. A little grape chewing gum, you know, old school type chewing gum, you know, the big one, and you blow bubbles with that, something like that. So that's the kind of whiff that I have. So let's get a taste. So So, the exaggeration of how sweet it is, I've tasted Riesling that was way sweeter than this. Moscatos that are way sweeter than this. This is right in between, but it has a candy taste. So it's not really giving you something that you can almost compare it to. I'm trying to get it to as close as possible because it has no qualities of a Riesling. It has slightly, even Moscato really gives you an even alcohol-based sweetness on that. A Chenin Blanc, it's not giving me anything in that way. So this is unique. They made something unique, but it has a almost cocktail candy feel. So this is one of those wines that you break open and you partying with and say, hey, ladies, guy over there, if you're gonna drink with us, you can drink with us too. This is that. It's really not something that I would regularly say, this is part of my repertoire of wines that I kind of present. And it's not even sweet enough for me to make it a kind of dessert wine. This is mostly an entertainment wine, almost like champagne or cava or prosecco, say it right, prosecco, all of those Asti Spumantes, all of those in that realm, but with a party candy taste. It's I'm not pulling out any fruit from this. I'm not determining any. Not really. And I don't take it as too sweet either. I don't have it as too sweet. So, kind of different. Wine connoisseurs, you're not going to like this. This doesn't give you the texture. It has no acidity in this. It really doesn't have any tannins from that. Even though I left it for a year, if it was sweet, then it would have went down, but it still would have had some qualities that you would say, here you go, and you can pull out of this. It's almost, like they said, it's technologically manufactured wine. And, you know, when you make these, you know, wine coolers or anything like that, it was sort of like, we're going to make a wine like that. So really interesting. Is it a second buy for me? No. I really want to do this almost as a presentation wine. You know, if I'm presenting to people and say, hey, guess what I got in here? It's going to be a little on the sweeter side. Here's some hors d'oeuvres. Here's a fruit salad. And then you can have it with that. Hey, got some fruit salad right here. Let me break open the blue. You know what I mean? Something like that. I don't think this is that kind of wine that you can really set aside with other wines. And since you can't do that and you're a wine drinker, this will be a really different kind of wine, but try it for yourself. I may need to get a fresh bottle. As soon as I get it over, pop it open, see what it is. Because, you know, remember, if you sit it long enough, a lot of stuff comes out of this, you know, that it, flavors and everything takes away, but no acidity, no tannins whatsoever. It says it's 11.5 alcohol. Probably a sneak up on me, so I need to be careful with that. But I'm Michael, your bougie black brother. See me every Friday for our wine review. I'm trying to get the next, if you've been watching, I'm trying to get the next wine subscription or wine club. I'm thinking about Wink, W-I-N-C, or whatever you want to call it. And it's another one, too. I already did two, but I want to do between 4 and 5. But I think that's a good one because I had it before and I really, really enjoyed it. So that's coming up as well. And you can see I'm drinking some of the other wines from the wine subscription. But urbanwinelife.com, go to the website, got that set up, looking good from there. Urban Wine Life on YouTube. No, on YouTube is Bougie Black Brother Network, and you see it on the playlist. But Twitter, Urban Wine Life, and Instagram, Bougie Black Bro. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next time on Urban Wine Life.